Yeah, he's Brent McDonnell. He is from Novell and OpenSUSE, and we're going to talk about iFolder. But first of all, who are you? What are you doing at Novell OpenSUSE?
So I'm actually the...
Laut genug? An? It's on?
Okay. I'm actually the community manager for...
Okay. We have a quick problem.
Hello?
Talk.
Yes. Test.
Okay.
I'm the community manager for iFolder. So I work with the community, trying to get the features that they want in the product, taking the patches, building the community effort around iFolder.
Okay. What is iFolder exactly?
So iFolder is a synchronization and sharing software that allows you to have files that are on Windows or Linux or Mac actually synchronized across all the different platforms, and you can also share them with your coworkers. So it's a really great solution, for instance, if you use Windows, God forbid, at work, and Linux and Mac at home or something like that. So you can actually install it at home and at work, have your files synchronized across all of those different operating systems, and also be able to share those files with your coworkers. So it's a really good, it's a really nice solution for that.
Okay, it's a client-server system.
Yeah, it is a client-server system. So if you're familiar with Dropbox, it's very similar to Dropbox in many ways, except as far as iFolder goes, it allows the corporation to actually store and maintain the data inside their own data center. So Dropbox is a service in the cloud, which is great, makes it available to a lot of people, but a lot of enterprises actually want to maintain their data inside their data center. So iFolder really allows them to do that.
So iFolder is working at the client side at Windows, also at the server side, or at server is
right.
Just for Linux?
Nope. So the server actually is on Linux, runs on Linux, and that's the way we support it. But the client side can run on Mac, Windows, or Linux.
Okay. Yeah. The server I have to pay for, or is it
open
source?
Nope, it's all open source. So all the clients are open source, and the server's open source as well.
Okay, how can I install it?
Sure. Absolutely. So right now we support OpenSUSE 10.3 with the open source version. So you can just go and get the RPMs and install it that way. Within the next few weeks, we should support OpenSUSE 11.1 with RPM. So you just install an RPM like you normally would, any other package on OpenSUSE, and you have iFolder.
But there isn't a package for a Debian system or something like that?
So there are some community efforts underway to get all those products like Ubuntu and Debian, Red Hat. So as far as our downloads on the website, we don't actually have them yet, but that's one of the things we're working on inside the community. So we should actually have those pretty soon.
Okay, but there isn't a release plan for that.
Pardon?
There isn't a release plan for that. So when it will be in the market?
Not right now, no.
Okay. The program is nowadays complete GPL, complete open source.
GPL
v2. But it wasn't before some years ago. It was a proprietary novel thing, I think.
The history of it was that Novell acquired a company maybe like in 2001, something like that. And it was a closed source company. They open sourced it around 2004, I believe. And they went through a period where it was open source, and they did some work on it. And then at one point, the community effort kind of stalled with it. And so there was a couple of releases where Novell actually had a closed source release. And so in the last year, we worked really hard to open source iFolder again and get the community going again. And I think we've done a pretty good job there.
How can I use it? Is it like, I need a client, but is it like a share in the network, or is there something I just have to drop things in? How does it work?
So we integrate pretty deeply with each of the host operating systems that we install on. So one of the great things is you can have an existing folder already in Windows or Linux, you know, Nautilus, whatever you use, and you can actually just click on it and say, make it an iFolder. So once you say, make it an iFolder, it uploads those files to the server, and then they're available for people to share, or you can sync, you know, with another desktop system.
So there is a daemon in the background which organizes everything.
That's right, yeah.
Okay. And you said there is an upcoming release in the future.
Yep. So we have a few things going on. So one is that the current stable release is on OpenSUSE 10.3. So within the next couple of weeks, our stable release will be 3.7.3, and it'll run and install directly onto OpenSUSE 11.1, which is definitely where we want to be. And then, like I said earlier, we have some community efforts underway to actually make that available on Debian and Red Hat as well.
Okay, how many people are using iFolder? Can you?
Well, that's actually an interesting question, since it has such a long history, right? So, this project, goes back to, like I said, 2001, I believe. So, I've actually heard estimates of iFolder users as high as 1 million. Now, whether that's true or not, I have no idea. But there is a pretty large installed base, and of Novell customers that use iFolder today.
But there isn't such deep impact like Dropbox. Dropbox is everywhere nowadays, but iFolder isn't. Is it? iFolder is used in big companies, for instance,
right?
And you do not heard about it because big companies using it millions of times. But Dropbox is for the web 2.0. It's hippie. And so on.
Yeah, exactly. So, we hope that somebody from the community decides to do something like that, right? So it's completely open source, it's completely free. Anybody could take our server product, which is actually our enterprise version, basically the enterprise version of Novell's iFolder, and install it in the cloud if they wanted to, and make it available as a service like Ubuntu does.
But Novell doesn't have the effort for this.
No. Okay. So, Novell is clearly targeting enterprise customers, the people that want to store the data in the enterprise. And, that's perfect to me,
For me, too, because I will have my data.
Exactly.
My own data on my own server and not somewhere in the cloud.
Exactly. So, like with, with Dropbox or even Ubuntu One, those services are out in the cloud, and you really just don't have the full control that you normally have with an iFolder system. So there's a lot of great features in iFolder that we haven't talked about. Like one, you can have user quotas. So that's a great thing inside a data center. So you can decide to give every user on the system 10 megs or a gig or whatever. Those are features those kind of features that you would find in an enterprise product. So it completely integrates with LDAP systems and things like that, Active Directory, eDirectory. All of those can be plugged in to iFolder.
Okay. Is there a web interface for administration, or
Absolutely.
Is it integrating into Yest? Or?
Well, you have a web administration interface, but you also have a web client, so you have access to your files wherever you are.
Like WebDev, or what technologies are?
Well, no, it's a web browser interface, so not only do you have clients for Linux, Windows, and Mac, but you can also log in from a kiosk and have access to your files.
Okay, but You do not know what technology is used there to bring the
well,
browser.
It's not like a web dev technology, so it would be like you just downloading a file from a browser.
Ah, okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, was all my questions.
Well, we would certainly.
In our chat there is a question. Is it possible to put iFolder on a OpenVRT router, for instance, or is it on an OpenVRT router? Is it possible to get later on? Is it small enough to put iFolder on a router, on an OpenVRT router, or something like a DSL box you have?
Well, the footprint actually of the server is pretty small, so I'm not 100% sure of the question, but It actually is a pretty small system, so okay. it should be.
Okay, but it's never done before, but maybe if someone is interested in, he could.
Sure, absolutely. Come to iFolder on Freenode. That's our IRC channel. You can ask any question you want. We also have mailing lists and community forums and things like that.
Your website, where can I download it?
Go to ifolder.com, and you'll have access to the community site, which is community.ifolder.com, and access to the forums and the mailing lists and everything else from there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you.
This was Brett McDonald from Noel and OpenSUSE, and we talked about the product named, or the synchronization service, iFolder. Thank you very much.
Thank you.